From above, the seaweed on the beaches of Homer and Anchor Point doesn't look like much. But under the microscope, there are entire worlds in every sample. That's what University of Alaska Fairbanks researcher Brian Ulaski found when he analyzed the seaweed that had washed up on Homer beaches, also called wrack. His team found thousands of organisms in samples they collected 2 years ago.
Next time you're walking the beach, if you look a little bit closer at that wrack line, you might be surprised at how much, you know, life you can find in there.
Ulaski's study comes on the heels of an uptick in interest in wrack from commercial and personal use harvesters. One farmer in Anchor Point has been using seaweed for decades to make a potting soil called fishy peat. In the last couple years, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game has started issuing permits for the harvest, about 3 per year. Research biologist Ted Otis says Alaskans are catching on to the seaweed hype.
A lot of local folks collect wrack off the beach for their gardens. We were just trying to get ahead of it a little bit and learn a little bit about that resource.
Area management biologist Glenn Hollowell says in the last 8 or 9 years, the Department of Fish and Game started taking a harder look at seaweed.
We realized that kelp on beaches wasn't like going out and picking up driftwood or rocks or something. This stuff may have value.
To learn more about that seaweed, Fish and Game got in touch with the University of Alaska Fairbanks. And that's where Ulaski comes in. To gather samples, he used clam guns to punch holes into the wrack line and the sediment below at about a dozen sites near Homer, from Anchor Point to Bishop's Beach on one side of the bay, and then between Seldovia and Gruink River on the other.
So when we looked at those samples, you know, in the lab and under the scope, there were a lot of critters.
Over more than 6 months of sampling, they found over 47,000 different invertebrates in the rack, like coastal centipedes and pseudoscorpions.
You don't really see much activity in the rack unless you're looking at it really closely. Then you're like, oh, okay, yeah, I can see things moving around. There's a beetle there. There's a beach hopper hopping around and flies flying around. So it was kind of a pleasant surprise, the amount of organisms we found in those samples.
Brenda Konar is a professor with the College of Fisheries and Ocean Sciences at UAF. She says the study is a good benchmark for what organisms are found in the rack.
So if there's any question or concerns about certain types of organisms or certain species, we kind of can go to this list and see, well, we know that these things exist there.
She says that information is important for other species that feed on wrack in those areas, like shorebirds.
And that's one of the concerns, is that if too much of it is harvested, then all of these organisms that these birds rely on aren't going to be around because their habitat isn't there.
And Konar says harvesters should think about the tiny but abundant ecosystems they're harvesting when they hit the beaches on the southern peninsula.
Sort of similar when you go into the forest and you harvest your mushrooms, you know, those are like little ecosystems, and it's kind of just cool to think about what all is happening there.
Hollowell with Fish and Game says already the research is informing the work he does at the management level. He says a presentation Ulaski gave to the Board of Fish in 2019 helped direct policy on commercial and personal use seaweed harvest. In Homer, I'm Sabine Pooks.